Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Thursday. Brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Peter King at 2:45 today, and our high school roundtable, and I'm sure almost all of you know by now that the Shikellamy Jersey Shore game has been postponed. I don't know if we have any update on Max. We know that the latest from a couple of days ago was not promising. So I don't know if you have heard anything else since Matt.
Nope, have not, other than that the game is postponed, which was announced about 5 o'clock yesterday. So that's about all we know at this point.
Okay. And again, for Max, for his family, friends, teammates, coaches, our hearts and prayers are all with you. And we will, in our own quiet way, during the roundtable segment, we will get into some of the other games that are being played. Because that is what everyone, including the Engel family, would expect us to do, I believe. So, let's start things off. I would say starting things off in a positive way, but every time I go to you, it rarely is. So go ahead.
Well, a couple things from the Phillies-Braves game last night. Of course, the Braves win, clinch the division. So then afterwards, the Phillies put up a graphic on the scoreboard in left field saying, "Congratulations, Braves, 2023 NL East champs." And I guess it's a custom thing that Major League Baseball does. Which right. I didn't realize that. I guess the Astros did it for the Phillies last year. Yeah. But this should not be a custom. I'm sorry. If the visiting team clinches something, I don't care unless it's the World Series, because I guess that's different, or the NLCS, because that's the highest point of the season. But like, if somebody clinches a division, playoff spot, whatever, it's the visiting team. As a home fan, I don't care. I'm going to see them celebrate on the field and get the shirts and whatever. I don't need a graphic to rub it in a little bit more. Totally unnecessary. I mean, if the Phillies were to win, that's a different story. Is there the home team? But the visiting team? That's a little bit of a violation, if you ask me. I don't care about the Braves and them winning. I'm mad that the Phillies lost. If I'm a Phillies fan, it's bad enough I would have to watch them celebrate on the field afterwards. So if that is a thing with Major League Baseball, that needs to be axed immediately. Again, unless it's the NL or ALCS or the World Series, because that's different. You're at the end point of the season. But this stuff, no, I'm sorry. The home team should not have to celebrate the visiting team.
Okay.
So that was one thing from the Phils last night. Game last night.
I am a great believer in class shows. It is okay to show class. And it doesn't have to come from Major League Baseball. If I'm running the Phillies, I'd have put that up there too. Yeah, they accomplished something. Congratulations to them. It's okay to go out there and trade leather in the center of the ring for five and a half months, and they won. Turned out that they won on your field, but guess what? You're going to go to the playoffs yourself anyway. It's okay to show class. I have no problem with that. Not that territorial in life. I don't understand why showing class and, hey, congratulations, you know? You know, 5.5 months of going head-to-head, you won more games. I have no problem with that. Zero. I have no problem with it. I mean, I realize, you know, like, you guys throw hot dogs at Santa. I got that part. So this is kind of a hard concept for some people to understand. Oh, you haven't thrown the hot dogs yet?
Not that I've seen, no.
Not at Santa, I mean.
Correct. Not that I've seen.
Believe me, it's coming up. Especially if things start going sour starting tonight. But it's okay to show class. I have no problem with that. You know, they accomplished it. And guess what? Sometimes when the other guy does something, you give him a tip of the cap. What if Spencer Strider went out there and threw a no-hitter? You would not want the fact that, hey, congratulations, Spencer Strider, and throwing a no-hitter up on the scoreboard?
I don't know. Do teams do that? I haven't seen it, like, anybody post about it on social media one way or the other. But I guess in that case, probably not, because it's historic. Every year somebody's going to win a division. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be right. You're not the champ, but everybody's going to win division. Not every day you're going to see a no-hitter, a perfect game, whatever. And just like not every day you're going to be at a game where somebody wins the league championship series or the World Series. Like those are big historic moments. This kind of stuff where they just win the division, clinch a playoff game, and it's not my team, I don't need to see it.
Well, then don't look. Okay, what are you going to do, cancel your tickets because they did it? It's just a tip of the cap from one organization to the other. You know what? Sometimes you got to tip your cap to the other guy. It's okay. It's what competition, you know, it's all part of competition. I mean, the Phillies gave it their best shot. They had guys out. They had to play the first how many weeks of the season without Bryce Harper? Okay. But you tip your cap like, hey, where'd it go? I find nothing wrong with that. You act like it's like it's some invasion of like pride here.
I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world that a team can do, but if I'm the home fan, this is just me. Maybe the other people speak differently. I don't need to see that. I know they lost.
That's
I know
fine,
the stakes coming
what?
In. I don't need to see it.
Guess what? You're playing tomorrow. Guess what? Your season isn't over yet. Guess what? You can get to the wild card. Guess what? You may play him again in the playoffs. What does it matter saying it's okay for now? I don't understand that part. I don't get it. Like, I don't want to see that on my... Then don't look. What are you going to do, turn your tickets in? It tells you you're not going to do that.
There may be Phillies fans that may not have a problem with it, but for me, I would have a problem with it if it was my team. That's all. But there may not
be
Philly fans that think that.
They may have been disgusted with the fact their team didn't win it, but but the bottom line is they did. Now, what does it mean moving forward? Well, it means Atlanta will get a first-round bye. I know you think it's meaningless, but they're going to get a first-round bye. They're not going to have to play in the wild card game. They've got the best record. They're the first team to clinch. Now, when the playoffs come around, yeah, you saw in the short series last year what the Phillies could do in a short series. Hey, that's a different ball game at that point. But this is a 5.5 month run to get to this point. And guess what? You're competing against them in the same division. Congratulations. You know what? You know, I mean, I wouldn't call playing 162 games and winning more games than anybody else a small accomplishment. Would you?
Not necessarily that, but...
What place is your team in right now?
I mean, they're in last, but I've seen them win plenty of division titles, and I haven't seen any...
The thing is, they don't go to the World Series, because when they get to the playoffs, they just look around and go, they can't handle the pressure. And really, the Yankees in the postseason have not handled the pressure well.
No, you're right.
The Phillies, on the other hand, handled the pressure. You can look at last year's Braves team. Last year's Braves team didn't handle the pressure well. And what, the Phillies beat him, right? They beat him, Rhys Hoskins had that big home run.
Correct.
Kind of turned everything around. Well, the bottom line is, get in. Just get into the tournament. But it's okay to tip the cap. 5.5 months to win more games than anybody else? Hey, congratulations. And as a fan, you don't like it on the scoreboard? That's fine. Employ your team to win more games. I frustrate you.
This is just the only time, that's all. Something historic happens, different story.
Yeah. Well, it is historic. Winning a division is historic. They put up banners for it. It's step one. It's 24 other teams in Major League Baseball cannot say they won the division in a given year. Right?
Fair, yeah.
Well, I know. I'm trying to be fair. It's okay to throw your heart and soul into your team. That's what makes fandom so cool. But you don't have to take it to the nth degree where, I don't care if they won here, don't congratulate them. It's like, oh, for goodness sake, don't congratulate. Okay. Oh, okay, that's great. That's fine. Okay. There still is a place in society for class, in my opinion. I may be completely wrong. I mean, it sounds like you're really pushing for a classless society. I got that, but No?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Just asking. You worry me. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. You're probably not done yet, right?
No, I have something else from the Phillies game last night.
Oh, geez. Okay, great. Oh, my goodness. Did they not pour milk on your Wheaties this morning?
I'm not a cereal guy, so that wouldn't be the case.
By the way, the suit says in no uncertain terms, he hopes that what they did at the Phillies game did not ruin Dollar Dog Night. That's his favorite night.
I can confirm that.
Okay. Hey, I feel tempted to just drive over his house with some Oscar Mayer dogs and just say, look, and some rolls and say, you know what? They're all free on me tonight.
Oscar Mayer is my go-to hot dog.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Nice. Oh, good. Wonderful. My life's been enriched by that moment. We'll come back with more in a moment. here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
SUIT, that spells SUTA! There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
What?
I know I would. First, I'd smother myself with brown mustard and relish. I'd be so delicious.
Ah, yes. Will Ferrell as Harry Carey on Saturday Night Live. That was a tribute to the suit. And Dollar Dog Night. So there you go. So what else didn't you like about the Phillies game last night?
So Ronald Acuna, after he hit a big home run in the game that gave the Braves the lead for good, was going around the bases doing the mock Eagles flap as he's going around the bases. Mm-hmm. And I guess Rob Thompson was asked about it after the game. And he said, "I like our guys to act like they've been there before." I thought, I applaud Rob Thompson for that. That is a perfect quote, and he's 100% correct. I mean,
so in other words, you want Ronald Acuna Jr. to act with class.
I mean, yeah, act like you've not necessarily class, just act like you've been there before. Just go around the bases and do your thing. If you want to celebrate at home plate, that's fine.
You just walked into it. All right. Here's one for you. Why don't you strike him out? Okay. Let's try this. I'm disgusted by what he did. I'm more disgusted that the ball's in the upper deck. Okay. How about that one?
I mean, yeah, of course. There's that, too.
No,
but
no,
like,
No. There's a certain standard. The ball is in the upper deck. I'm madder about that than whether he makes fun of the Philadelphia Eagles or not.
It's one thing to do the bat flip that, you know, it may or may not be the unwritten rule thing. But then just to bring in from another sport, especially when your NFL team in Atlanta stinks. I mean, come on. That's a little out of line.
Excuse me.
Not classless, but it's a little out of line.
The ball is in the upper deck. You should be madder about that. I can't believe he's celebrating like that. No. You don't understand. I don't care what he does as he runs around the bases. I care the fact that the ball has not come down yet.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Some great deals to be had right now, too. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee, which is so important to the buying experience, and a terrific service department that backs it all up every step of the way at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Still waiting on the king, I understand.
Ah, there he is. I'll get him ready to go here.
Perfect. Well done. And let's bring the king in. Welcome, sir. Uh-oh. Is he there? Did he leave us?
Well, I'm here. Here we go. And the king's here, too.
Oh, good. Great to have all of you here together. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome. Heim Bloom's gone.
Yes, he is. That's 4 years too late. All right, so...
Yeah. said today, every 4 years, if the Red Sox fire their general manager. Almost to the day. So.
There you go. See, it's a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, meanwhile, you keep your guy.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
You look at the players the Red Sox have had in the last 4 or 5 years and where they are now, and they could have signed all of them, and they let them all go. So, pretty sad.
They decided that they wanted to transform the franchise into more of a Tampa Bay model. I think everyone
thinks nothing.
Right. And I think everyone thinks the Red Sox are in the top five in payroll. They are not. They're 15th.
They're not.
Yeah, they're 15th in payroll.
But that doesn't bode well with their fan base. No. You know, the other day, Yankee-Red Sox game, there were less than 20,000 people there. When's the last time you saw that?
Tickets were going for, I think you could get tickets for $5 to $8 for the game.
Wow, that's stunning.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. Their attendance is horrible. And when they played the Mets, half the stadium was the Mets.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
They all got together and chanted, "The Yankees suck." But that's the only time they got together.
That's where unity happens.
You can get away with what he did in Tampa. You can get away with it in Oakland, Moneyball all that. You cannot get away with it in the big market.
No.
Because
no.
They're charging big prices for these games. The fan base is used to superstars. They love their superstars. And you didn't, to let Mookie Betts go, good Lord.
One of the worst.
How do you let that guy go?
He wanted to be there.
I know.
I believe I said at the time, I said, this is the 21st century Babe Ruth move.
Yeah, and you're right. But the other thing with New York and Boston is it takes a special player to play there. And if you can succeed there, that's huge. And you don't let that go. Who's the first baseman now for the Phillies?
Oh, Bryce Harper.
No, not him. The other guy, the big guy.
Schwarber, you're talking about.
Oh, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Schwarber's the left fielder.
He wanted to play in Boston.
No
he
kidding.
Said they never offered him another contract.
Yep.
And then they went 2 or 3 years without a first baseman.
And then, Matt, what did I say about Schwarber?
Oh, that was going to be one of the biggest regrets for the Red Sox.
Yep. Said it the second. I said, I can't believe they're doing this. I don't understand what organizations do not operate from a base of common sense. That's how I look at it.
You let some really good baseball players walk away that city, and they proved that they could play there, that the press didn't bother them, because the press is awful. Remember Carl Crawford?
Ruined
his career going to Boston.
He couldn't play under that pressure.
But
couldn't do it.
These guys can, and you don't want to go to shortstop last year. My God, he was born and raised a Red Sox.
Yeah,
he's with San Diego now. I don't know.
Now, would I have given him an 11-year deal? No.
No. Did San Diego give him 11 years?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they gave him.
How old is he?
He's gonna be very old when it's over with.
Yeah, he won't be playing ball.
I mean
maybe
that's been the news.
Maybe he can manage the team.
I mean, Devers got an 11-year deal. Trey Turner with the Phillies got an 11-year deal. Tatis got a 14-year deal. All right.
Devers, I could see, but Devers fell off the map this year. He lost all his buddies.
Well, he lost all his protection
in the lineup.
Lost a lot of protection.
Yeah, they didn't have to pitch to him now.
I mean, it could be worse. I mean, it could be worse. I mean, it could be that you're giving a guy $40 million so he can soak his toe. I mean,
yeah.
It could be worse.
Oh, okay, Aaron Judge.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. That's a joke.
I'm not joking. I'm sorry. I'm a big hockey fan. Hey, you got, like, Bergeron playing with a collapsed lung and, you know, a broken spleen, and this guy hurts his toe, and he's out for 2 months.
Patrice Bergeron, come on, play the kid now. Patrice Bergeron, he's worthy of all rise. Come on. Come on, play it. Come on.
Remember that other guy had a broken leg and he was skating around?
He's on one knee pushing.
Yeah, I mean, baseball players are like hangnails.
Come on, play the all rise now. We're talking about like guys that want to play. Come on.
No, senor!
See, that's gutless. Gutless, you know? You're against congratulating the other team when they win the division. You hate that. You don't like giving up a 5,000-foot home run because he makes fun of the Eagles going around the bases. Here's one for you. I'm madder the ball's in the upper deck.
Hey, that little prisoner is an Eagle fan, huh?
Yeah.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Yeah, it was wonderful to see. Great.
What the heck? Did you see
the picture those guys took?
Yes.
They took a picture with the guy?
Correct.
I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah.
But the important part is the guy that had the Eagles jersey stolen by Danilo Cavalcante, apparently Josh Shapiro is going to hook him up with a new Kelly Green jersey or hoodie. So that's the most important part.
He'll probably do commercials. So.
Oh,
he's like,
geez.
They took a picture like he's famous. Like they got the... like the leader of Al Qaeda or something, you know.
But it's just
anyway, locked up and throw away the key. They got him, so that's good. Dogs
yeah.
got him.
So, great. But see,
big
Matt,
week,
Matt,
big night for you tomorrow night. There you go.
Oh yeah,
he's going in the Enfield Hall of Fame tomorrow night.
Yeah, and you're going to be the spokesman.
I ain't saying nothing. If I got to give a speech, I will hunt you down. I'll find a flight to Illinois. You'll be doing the game. I will hunt you down if I got to give a speech.
I already did the speech. I did the speech on July 23rd.
Yeah.
I did.
Steve Roy's going to make me give a speech. I said, I ain't giving a speech, man. I ain't saying nothing.
All right, well, if you pre-recorded it, then you're covered. You're fine.
I pre-recorded the speech on July 23rd. I sent them a highlight package and some pictures.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
So there you go. You should be good.
You should hope. I will find you.
All you have to do is stand up and
you
be pretty.
You couldn't find a flight, I'll find a flight. I'm only kidding. I know I don't have to. The guy already said I don't have to do nothing. All I got to do is stand there. So Danny's going to stand there with me. So
yeah, they asked about that. And so I said, you know what? You know, my brother, my son, it's good. That's perfect.
Well, Danny can go do it himself. I don't
know.
We got an issue here where my wife can't go now. So,
well, you're the one that put the whole thing together. So, what the heck?
Well, I had to. It's my job as your brother.
Sure.
I'm employed by you. So.
Yeah. And how much money have you been able to get from that?
I think it would be nice to have your son receive the picture.
You go up with him, okay?
Oh, we'll see what happens when we get there. We'll be sitting
right next to it. Oh, for
goodness sakes.
Wait till you hear the speech, all right? All right. Okay.
I am not giving a speech.
No, I already know what's in the speech. I gave it. So wait till you hear it, then you'll go up, okay? All right, we'll take a break.
I have to pee.
I bet you will. That would not be uncommon. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Time to make picks.
All right, last week, Steve took the lead. 6-2 week for him last week puts him in the lead at 16-5. I went 5-3. I'm 15-6, so I'm right behind you. King, 3-5, 9-11 on the year as we head into this week's picks.
500. What are you, Matt? 15-6?
I have myself as 15-6, yeah, after 5-3 last week.
I'm proud of my 9-11. I'm happy with it.
There we go. All right, so let's get it going. We'll come back to the Eagles and Steelers later, but let's do the other Sunday games first. Baltimore at Cincinnati. The Bengals trying to avoid going 0-2. Steve.
I will go with Baltimore.
That's a good pick. This is going to be a very interesting game. King.
Bengals.
I think the Bengals bounce back because I'm just not quite sold yet on the Ravens' offense. But that'll be a good game, though. No doubt about that. Next one, Detroit looking for the 2-0 start against Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks at Ford Field. King.
Lions.
I also am wrong with the Detroit Lions. Seattle, I don't know what was that was last week, but that's not who I thought they were going to be. Steve.
Lions.
Clean sweep of the Dan Campbell Lions. Next, Kansas City. Also trying to avoid 0-2 start. Defending champs at Jacksonville. Steve.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville to win the game.
Ooh. Wow. You're bringing it this week. I like it. King.
Chiefs. I don't see Mahomes losing 2 in a row.
Man, this is a tough one for the Chiefs, but I think they get it done, but not a pretty game. I'm going to go with the Brett Veaches getting back to 1-1 on the year. And now, let's go Monday Night Football. Steelers trying to avoid an 0-2 start, hosting Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. Steve.
Cleveland. I don't think Pittsburgh can score.
King, what say you?
Yeah, I got the Browns. They looked really good last week.
Yeah.
Aaron picked them. So.
I was impressed by the Browns, but I want to give it another week for Pittsburgh just because, I mean, I know preseason's preseason, but some of the stuff you saw, I truly believe you thought you saw them take some advances, and week one can be weird sometimes, and they played a good Niners team. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh for this one to bounce back. I also want to see more from Cleveland, too, if they can be consistent, especially Deshaun Watson. So I'll lean Steelers, but if this is a big week for Pittsburgh. If they can't get it figured out, then it's going to be the same offensive problems that they've had the last couple seasons, I think.
The new thing you're seeing in the NFL is there's really no preseason for these guys. They don't hit.
Absolutely.
So the first week, you really can't put a barometer on it. And once you saw this past week, is the defenses are way ahead of the offenses. So we'll see. Still hard to tell who's good and who's not.
And then finally, tonight, Thursday Night Football, Eagles home opener against Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, just like last year, except this time it's a Thursday night. Steve.
Vikings in a rout, I think by 21.
Wow. Okay.
No.
Who?
No,
Vikings?
No, the Eagles are going to win. The Vikings aren't good.
I was like, oh, my God. Did you fall down and hit your head or something?
No, this is all about, like, sending Matt into shock.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that because I actually am seriously picking Minnesota tonight. I do not have a good feeling about this game. I do not have a good feeling about this game.
You've got the loyalty of a yak. What the heck?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to be realistic looking at this. I mean, it was shit. I mean, I think the offense will be better tonight. I know there's no Kenny Gainwell. This is more about the defense and having no linebackers with experience. And the secondary, you got a two bunch of Wadolas at safety with no Reed Blankenship. And then you got Josh Jobe on the other side with no Bradbury. I mean, if the pass rush can't get home tonight, Kirk Cousins is going to pick them apart.
You're playing the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, the last time I saw them play a playoff game was against the Giants and lost.
True, yes. And I know that was a bad loss to Tampa Bay. I know, but maybe it's just me. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going Vikings.
Really? Minnesota won a lot of games last year, really close.
Yeah.
And I think this year they're going to lose those games.
Yep.
Yeah.
It evens out.
I like Kirk Cousins. He's a great guy. But, you know, those games last year could have gone either way. The Eagles are really missing Sanders. I can't believe they let him go. They're a different offense without him. So, but I still think the Eagles are going to win. They're just a better football team.
All right, so that does.
I think the Eagles are an example of they need more time to gel to get their offense going.
So. Yeah.
Well, I think that's especially true for the running backs, but we'll see there.
Yeah.
All right, college football time. Let's get it started with LSU and the Brian Kellys and Mississippi State. Steve.
LSU's playing who?
At Mississippi State.
Oh, LSU will win the game.
King.
Mississippi State.
Oh,
I have no faith in LSU this year.
I hope you're right. Brian Kelly's a fraud, but I'm going LSU.
Oh, just so cruel.
Next, Minnesota at number 22, UNC. King.
Gophers.
Oh, all right.
Minnesota will win the game.
Steve?
Minnesota's defense pretty good. Drake May, though, is really good. North Carolina.
Yeah, I think this will be a competitive game, but I think North Carolina's got more on offense, so I'm going Tar Heels myself. Next one, Kansas State at Mizzou. Steve.
Hey. I don't even think people at Kansas State or at Missouri are picking this game, are they?
That's a good point.
I'll go with Kansas State. Why not?
I'm rolling with Kansas State as well.
I mean, there are people in Manhattan and Columbia are going, really? This is one of your games? Really?
There you go. All right, next.
K-State.
Purdue.
Those are the only top 20 teams that are any big games this week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of a light week on that front. Yeah.
All right.
Next, Purdue at Cuse. King.
Good game. Syracuse.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Steve.
Syracuse.
Who?
Syracuse.
You know, I'm going to roll with the Orange myself. I'll take them.
Steve took Syracuse?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty good this year.
Next one.
I got Syracuse.
TCU, fresh off licking their wounds from Deion Sanders a couple of weeks ago. Hosting Houston, Steve.
Houston.
King.
Houston.
I'm rolling Cougars. TCU's lost zero credibility for me. Lost it completely with that game. And finally, backyard rivalry, West Virginia at Pitt.
Ah, come
King.
On. Colorado State. Come on. You want to avoid saying Deion Sanders is going to win.
King was the one that picked the games this time. This is King. But I do think I said last week
Colorado's
going to start 3-0.
That's a good game. Yeah. That's not a good game.
No, they're going to get crushed.
We got to get out of the Deion Sanders crap.
They speak
Once they play
you.
A good team, they'll get destroyed.
There you go, my
he
man.
Sucks.
There you go. That's right. But yeah, I said Colorado's going to start 3-0, and they're going to be doing that.
I am going to pick West Virginia because that means I don't have to pick Pitt.
I love these rivalry games. I think they're great for football, great for sports. I like rah-rah. So.
King,
I got Pittsburgh.
You got Pitt? Yeah. Pat Narduzzi needs to shut his mouth, but I'm going to take Pitt.
No, I took West Virginia. I'm going to lose, but I took West Virginia. I'm sorry. enough's enough.
I don't blame you.
Have I praised Pat enough on this show?
Yes, you have. Absolutely.
I said Pat's a really good coach. He needs to coach his team and not worry about the rest of the world around him.
There you go. There it is.
I got a new secret weapon. Karen. She made the picks.
Perfect.
Then you are going undefeated this week. We love Karen.
Karen's in. Great. Next week, if it really goes well for you, we'll actually have to have Karen on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I second that.
There you go. It will happen. I'd put her on speakerphone, sitting in the next room.
Heck, she can have her own pick column if she really wants to.
I would start betting on it, making money.
Oh, boy.
No, not here. Not for me. No. I came in fourth place last week out of the 30, but I went 9-9. That's how bad it was.
Well, you came in third place here, so this is better.
I mean, the games are all over the place. You don't know who's good yet. College is more predictable than the pros.
So. Hey, real quick, King. I'm forgetting to do this the first 2 weeks of the season. You like Penn State on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely.
Me too.
I don't think Penn State's going to lose. I think Penn State's toughest game will be Michigan.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they'll blow Ohio State right off the field. Ohio State doesn't have a quarterback, so...
Yeah, let's do Illinois first, but yeah, I like Penn State taking care of business this weekend. I say they win by two.
I say they win by two scores. Michigan will be a tough game, but yeah. Outside of that, I think Penn State could run the table this year.
There we go. All right, lock them in.
Okay.
High school roundtable next half hour.
Your home for news, AccuWeather, and sports. Celebrating 90 years of serving the Susquehanna Valley. We are WKOK Sunbury.